Slippery Fingers by Chocolate Frapp, read by Viluta. Jeeves is a marvel. He did an absolutely topping job, even better than usual, if that's at all pos, of seeing to the general care of myself whilst I was recovering from that rather nasty business involving my dear old pal Lotus Upshaw and her emerald tiara. I shan't go into all that story again at this time. Suffice it to say, it ended up with old Bertie falling out a window and breaking the old right arm. I had to go round to hospital and get seen by a rather rum doctor. Handsome chappy, but he had a dreadful temper. Had a bit of a bum leg, don't you know? Perhaps the pain was making him cross. We Woosters can walk a mile in the other chappy's spats and all that rot. Where was I? Oh, yes. The limbs seemed to be healing quite nicely, but there were certain activities I had rather missed and wanted to have a go at again. Jeeves, if you're not terribly busy with other valeting duties, could you please fix me one of your Pimm's cups and bring it to me at the piano? I have a bit of a yen to tickle the old ivories. Very good, sir. After a few scales, I began to play a bit of Cole Porter and felt so full of the youthful joy de vivre that I began to sing like a bally nightingale. You could have a great career, and you should. Yes, you should, I heard Jeeves add in passing, in his usual unflappable way. I continued, only one thing stops you, dear. You're too good. Way too good, Jeeves again. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a past? Because that fateful moment's coming at last. We're all alone, no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber, let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous, let's misbehave. When Adam won Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say that spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave. Perhaps it was Mr. Porter's lyrics, or it was the sips of Pimm's, the way Jeeves makes them. They do make one have rummy thoughts. But Bertram felt an overwhelming urge to indulge myself in another activity I had rather been missing. I biffed into the bedroom and had a bit of a lie down, adjusted my waistband so I was not entirely inside of my trousers, closed the old peepers, and thought about someone I quite fancy, and began to pleasure myself. It didn't take much time at all for the usual delicious feelings to make their presence jolly well known. Apparently, Jeeves also decided to make his presence jolly well known by reaching down and finishing the task with his usual efficiency. I say, Jeeves, thanks awfully. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Your feudal spirit knows no bounds. I endeavour to give satisfaction, sir. If you will allow me to use one of your cotton handkerchiefs, as they launder more easily than the linen or silk ones. Oh, rather, I paused. I say, Jeeves. Sir? Please do sit down beside me. We Woosters always return favours. Very good, sir. The end.